Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
US lawmakers have released a copy of a birthday book given to the late convicted paedophile financier Jeffrey Epstein in 2003. It includes a note allegedly signed by the US President Donald Trump. Now, it was released with a trove of documents that include Epstein's will and his personal address book, with contacts that include royalty, celebrities, models and politicians from all over the world. Now, the White House has already denied that the alleged letter from Trump is authentic. It features the drawing of a woman's body. It said the president did not draw this picture. He did not sign it. Journalist Marion McKeown is with us now. Marion, thanks for joining us. I mean, the documents come to light after lawyers for Epstein's estate sent them to the House Oversight Committee after being subpoenaed last month. But we are getting to see them and hear about them a little more now as time goes on.
Yeah, you know, Claire, it's astonishing the drip of this, despite the absolutely determined attempts by Mike Johnson, by Trump, by the White House, by the congressional Republicans to block this. It's like, you know, it just keeps coming out. And as you say, the estate forwarded these. To me, Donald Trump is in trouble here because, as we know, you know, he has gone very quiet on his billion-dollar lawsuit. A couple of months back, the Wall Street Journal published what was an approximation. It was word-for-word accurate, and it described how the letter from Donald Trump had been a drawing of the female form with his signature, you know, in the woman's groin area. And it had this appallingly cheesy, what was meant to be a couple of lines from a film, and formatted in that way. And it was all about their mysterious friendship and secrets. And it just sounded creepy. Now the birthday book has been forwarded, and it appears that there is a pretty identical, card, as was described by our birthday greeting, as was described by the Wall Street Journal. So where does this leave Trump with his billion-dollar lawsuit? It just seems that, you know, even if he keeps saying until the cows come home, which you will no doubt, well, it wasn't me, I didn't do it, I don't know how to draw, etc., etc., you know, no jury is going to buy this in a civil action, you know, where you have balance of probability. The other one, Claire, I was really astonished by, but not that surprised, given his entirely inappropriate friendship with Donald Trump, was Peter Mendelssohn's note. Lord Mendelssohn, who's the current US ambassador, the current UK ambassador to the US. And it was just shocking. And again, the references seem to be really creepy. This long, detailed message with pictures of him and, you know, about how he stayed in Epstein's house and yum yum in brackets, and how the mysterious Mr. Epstein and parachuted into his life. It was just appalling. Now, we know he did stay in Epstein's house in 2009 when he was the British business secretary and in Gordon Brown's government. While Epstein was in prison, he stayed in his house in Manhattan. You know, so to me, it's these people were behaving like this in broad daylight. Mm-hmm. There seems to have been no shame amongst any of them, really.
Isn't it strange that these grown men were writing such, you know, I know you say they're sinister, but they're also silly notes in a birthday book for this man, whoever he was. And we still don't know what the significance of him, of Epstein, was in their lives. We don't have a clear picture of that for any of them.
No, we do know that even JP Morgan in a 2019 report noted how close Mandelson and these various people were to Epstein. And that was like, you know, a business assessment, if you will. I mean, just exactly on what you said there, Claire, you know, you're not going to be a literary critic of something as seedy and tawdry as this, but these guys could barely, I mean, the cheesiness, the tackiness, the ick factor in these messages. They're not witty, they're not funny. And you know what? We're talking about a convicted paedophile here. I beg your, yes, he is a convicted paedophile, Jeffrey Epstein. And the fact they're sending him messages at all, even if it's before that, everybody knew what he was up to. But you figure that this, as you say, the messages they're writing, these are men in their 50s. And it's like something a 9-year-old schoolboy would write, but more cringe-inducing.
Mm-hmm. So you said there that this, you know, may pile the pressure on Donald Trump, particularly when it comes to that case that he's taken against the Wall Street Journal. Do you think it raises other questions for him too?
Well, you know, I don't know. When did he stop being associated with Jeffrey Epstein? And to me, one of the most bizarre things is there are a number of issues. Donald Trump ran a model agency. We know that back in the 1990s. He didn't wrap it up until he was running for president, actually. But there were models. There were a lot of issues about work visas. A lot of these models claimed they were brought into the country illegally. They didn't have the appropriate work visas and that they were paid so little money. One model said $3,000 in 3 years, that they were forced to make other money and they were forced to attend these events as kind of party girls. You know, there's a lot of other stuff that, you know, it's a period in Donald Trump's life, as I said, around the Miss Universe, the Miss Teen Universe, the friendship with Epstein for 15 years, and this very apparently badly run modelling agency. You know, I don't think we've gotten near the bottom of it yet. I also think that there are other figures like Leon Black, who was, of course, the now disgraced founder of Apollo Capital. Why would a guy like Leon Black, who has the pick, who is a brilliant financial guy by everyone's admission, who had the pick of brains on Wall Street, why would he pay Jeffrey Epstein $170 million for financial advice? You know, none of this adds up. Mm-hmm. And I think that really, I don't know if there will ever be a thorough comprehensive investigation. We know that you know, we know Bill Clinton was friends with Jeffrey Epstein. We know that Ghislaine Maxwell was at Chelsea Clinton's wedding.
And Bill Clinton has a message in this birthday book
as well.
So, I mean, the conspiracy theorists around this believe that there is more to be seen here, that there is a client list, that the relationship between Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein hasn't been fully disclosed. Do you think that this release mounts pressure on those who have information here to release it all? And might that happen now?
Well, I think more of the women have been coming forward, as we saw on Capitol Hill last week. There, Andrew Lowney wrote a book about, the historian and former conservative, wrote a book about Prince Andrew. I think, you know, this is not going away because, you know, unlike other conspiracy theories like the Kennedy assassination that had legs for decades, there's too much evidence. There are still witnesses. There are still women who were assaulted and abused by Jeffrey Epstein and the men that he knew when they were young girls. You know, a lot of them had been intimidated and cowed, but I think that, you know, during this administration, I suspect that, who knows, there was originally 300 kilobytes of data, which is, you can't even imagine that, of videos, documents, photographs, everything. That is now with the Department of Justice. I would imagine, given how acquiescent Pam Bondi has been on all of this, I don't think the Trump administration will ever hand it over in full. There is a complicated motion on the floor with one Republican, Tom Massey, and Ro Khanna, a Democrat, who are trying to bring a procedure that would force the release of the files. But I think they'll be so heavily redacted that it will almost be moot. The story isn't going away, however.
Well, there are those who suggest, we've been hearing so much about lawlessness in Washington and Chicago as a distraction from all of this.
Yeah, I think that there have been, you know, and indeed, you probably saw the Trump post at the weekend where he does an Apocalypse Now kind of retake and helicopters, and he calls it Chipocalypse Now, as in Chicago. And you just, again, you have to wonder about the sanity, or is this exactly, as you said, just a ruse to create another big storm to distract us from this? And everything, in my experience of covering the Trump administration, everything is switch and bait. If you look, you don't look at the thing they want you to look at. You look at the thing they want you to look away from.
Yes.
And I think in this case, it may be Epstein.
OK. And Peter Mandelson, just to go back to what he said.
Deeply embarrassing.
Well, he called Epstein in this birthday book, my best pal.
That's right.
But we have heard from Lord Mandelson, who told the BBC at some stage that he had long been clear that he very much regretted having been introduced to Epstein. So we'll see if he's any more to say on that as a result of a release of those documents today. Marion, thank you very much for your time. Marion McKeown.
Always
there.
A pleasure, Claire. Thank you.
Thank you.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.